the ending. Did you know about what had happened to Mema all along?
Yes. I knew from the beginning. That was one of the attractions of the story. It struck me as a Greek tragedy, with the Greek chorus being the newspapers commenting on the action all the way along. But it was a distinctly American tragedy with an American genius as part of the story. And so I knew it. And about halfway through the seven-year period, I wrote the final scene. I lived with that scene in my head and heart the whole time I was writing the book.
It's a horror. It comes out of nowhere. I mean, there's a little bit of a setup. Did the historical record know as much about that couple that moves in as you describe? Was that pretty much there, or did you make that up?
That was pretty much there. I learned through William Drennan, who was a professor in Wisconsin and who was researching Julian Carlton, who was the murderer. I learned that Carlton was a Pullman porter. That was a bit of information that the biographies had not mentioned. That I found very interesting in light of the fact that Mema's father had been with the railroad and with the Northwestern Railroad, and that allowed me to make some connections there in the novel. But I added, I enhanced what I knew, but there were accounts from early newspaper accounts of that tragedy where people talked about Julian Carlton, how unexpected the whole thing was because he was much loved. And Frank Lloyd Wright's sister couldn't believe it when she was told that Julian was responsible, because she thought he was a lovely man.
He snaps. I mean, somewhere along the line, he snaps. And, in fact, when it first comes up that someone's afraid of him, when you put that in, it didn't make any sense in the book, because there seemed to be nothing to suggest. You know, he cooked for them, and suddenly they're scared of him. And on top of that, he's black in a very mm-hmm. white community.
Yes, yes. And there were different theories about what made him snap. It seemed from press coverage that one of the architects had insulted him, and that worked its way into the book. But I used a variety of things that were speculations from people at the time, and scholars since then have speculated on why it happened. And those wove their way into the book. But the fact is, I personally think the man was insane. He had been sleeping with a hatchet for several days before the murders. So he was not balanced. And people spoke in the newspapers of those days of him coming into a garden shed earlier in the week and talking wildly. He felt oppressed.
Well, also, you put words in his mouth to the effect that she was an adultering whore or whatever. And, of course, that makes sense. If he's going to snap, that's a good way for him to snap, I guess. But then he sets fire to Taliesin.
Right. You know, trying to find the logic of it is difficult. And Frank Lloyd Wright himself said in his own book that there wasn't a logic to it. The man, as far as he was concerned, was mad. There wasn't, certainly this was not the way many religious people viewed it at the time, as God's vengeance on a sinning pair of people. And Wright was rejecting that idea. It was chance. It was bad luck.
Afterward, Taliesin was built back up almost identically to before. How much was actually destroyed, you know?
I believe Wright's studio remained standing, and a room behind it where I think he had a bed. I think the living quarters were destroyed. And it was built somewhat differently than it had been. He adapted his plans. He changed his plans some. It was what he did all his life, which was that every building he lived in was a work in progress. It was never finished. He would knock down walls and change things. And it was experimental. His houses were his laboratories.
And you've been to Taliesin?
Yes, yes, both Taliesins. I just went to Taliesin West for the first time a couple days ago.
It's a pretty amazing place. How do you like that, where the piano is, down underground?
Oh, yes, wonderful.
absolutely amazing place. Afterward, according to one of the reviews of the book, you built up Mema as his great love. Apparently, 3 weeks after this happened, his great love is murdered. The building burns down. He's off somewhere wooing sponsors, having a grand old time.
Well, you know, I know the reference you're making, and I think the conclusion of that reviewer was, this man impermeable to despair or grief, or was he just a fraud? And I think it's just one more indication of a man who was so intent upon not being defeated. A man who was probably out of touch with his feelings on a lot of levels, and I think a man in great anguish. It doesn't, I mean, that fact doesn't tell me that anything except that he was probably out of his mind a little bit from grief.
Afterward, did he remarry? Did he go back to Catherine?
He did not go back to Catherine. Within short order, Mema died in August of 1914. By the end of the year, by December or so, he was involved with another woman whose name was Miriam Noel. And they had a relationship that eventually ended in a marriage. It was a very difficult relationship. And after that, he divorced her and married for the third time to Olga Vanna, who outlived Wright.